There's Yeduah Dekatshuvos HaRashba, where the Rashba is discussing why is it that certain mitzvahs you make a birchas mitzvah on, and certain mitzvahs you don't make a birchas mitzvah on. And the Rashba explains that any mitzvah that requires the participation of someone else in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on. A lot of the Achrayim understand the reason is because since the mitzvah requires someone else's participation, it's possible that the other person will be meichel whatever it is that you want to accomplish, and therefore it's a suffix whether you will be mekayim the mitzvah or not. Memela, Chazal were not masakin a birchas mitzvah on those types of mitzvahs because of the possibility that the other person will not want to accept the mitzvah that you're doing. He won't want to accept the tzedakah. He might not want to accept the loan, whatever the case may be. And therefore, you don't make a birchas mitzvah. To me, it sounds like it's very similar to Shita Saravid. You do it because Shita Saravid argues in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Isha says that before an erusin, before a man marries a isha, he makes a bracha birchas erusin. The Ravid says you don't make birchas erusin before you makadosh an isha because maybe she won't want to accept the kiddushin. The Ravid therefore learns you make a birchas erusin after the kiddushin. The same idea, it seems like, that since it's shayach, that the mitzvah might not be miskayin, so therefore you cannot make the bracha. It seems to me that that is how a lot of the Achrayim understood this Shitas HaRashba, why you make a bracha on mitzvahs that require someone else's participation. There is a Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, that Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, that according to the Girs of the Kesef Mishnah says as follows. Kol mitzvah saseh bein odom lakadosh baruch hu mevarech oleha koidem la'asiyasa. That any mitzvah, which is bein odom lamakim, you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. The Chassam Sefer understands that the Rambam is going with this Shita Sarajba. That the Rambam is understanding that only a bracha, which is between a person and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, only a mitzvah, excuse me, which is between a person and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, do you make a bracha on? Because again, that's a mitzvah that you know after you make the bracha, you can make the mitzvah. However, a mitzvah which is bein odom l'chaveroi, since the accomplishing the mitzvah requires someone else, memela, you don't make a bracha on it because there's a suffix whether you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah or not. To me, it seems that one of the nafkaminas, though, between the Rashba and the Rambam would be by a mitzvah of kibud ava'im. As we all know, mitzvah kibud ava'im, it's not clear if it's a ben adam l'chaveroi mitzvah or ben adam l'makim mitzvah. It's Yedua the Ramban, Parshas Yisroi. The Ramban explains the first five of the Aseres HaDibrois are ben adam l'makim. The second five of the Aseres HaDibrois are ben adam l'chaveroi. The Rambam explains, the Ramban explains that the mitzvah of kibud ava'im is really b'yisayid ben adam l'makim. Yet, there's also halacha, according to Moshitis, that if an av is moichel on his kavod, kvoidei mochel, and that there is no mitzvah to do kibud ava'im when the father is moichel on his kavod. There is a pisrei tshuva that brings down from Radvaz that when a father is moichel on his kavod, then there is no mitzvah chiyuvis, there's still a mitzvah kiyumis. But it seems like a lot of achrayim understand that when the father is moichel on his kavod, there is no mitzvah kibud ava'im. So it seemed to me that if we understand that kibud ava'im is a mitzvah, bein adam l'makim, there should be a nafkamina, a difference between Shitas HaRashba and Shitas HaRambam. That according to the Rashba, it's understandable why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of kibud ava'im. Because again, the mitzvah of kibud ava'im is tolui on one's father wanting the kavod that you're about to give to him. Since he could be meichel, then maybe Yutaka won't do the mitzvah. And therefore, you don't make a bracha on kibud ava'im. However, according to the Rambam is saying that any mitzvah which is bein adam l'kadosh baruch hu, then you make a bracha on. If the Rambam would understand that the mitzvah of kibud ava'im is a mitzvah bein adam l'makim, then it should come out that every time a person goes to do the mitzvah of kibud ava'im, he should have to make a bracha. There is, though, an interesting shita. There is a shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting shita. At the end of Choshen Mishpat, he brings down the following din. He understands that any mitzvah that a person does, which is an interpersonal mitzvah, the reason why a bracha is not made is because mitzvahs which are interpersonal with other people, those are things that even Umas HaOlam do. Even Umas HaOlam have a concept of being nice to other people, giving charity, returning lost objects. So Heyos, that even by Umas HaOlam, there is a concept of doing certain mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveroi. Therefore, to make a bracha of asher kidishonu b'mitzvaysav on an action which is even shaykh by Umas HaOlam, that we don't make a bracha on. Only mitzvahs which are only shaykh to yidden, those type of mitzvahs you make a bracha on. But not by mitzvahs that are interpersonal, because those are mitzvahs which are shaykh to Umas HaOlam as well. He's mamshech, and the way I understand the Achal Shochan to explain that avada, when a yid does a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveroi, an interpersonal mitzvah, avada is totally different than when a member of Umas HaOlam does interpersonal mitzvah. But that's the kavana behind it. Whereas the Umas HaOlam do interpersonal mitzvahs, those are because they feel bad, whatever the case may be. They whatever reasons they feel, ethical reasons to do whatever it is that they do. When a yid does an interpersonal mitzvah, it's with the kavana and the understanding, this is Ratzon Hashem, whether it's Mahu Af'ata, whatever kavanas chazal put into these mitzvahs, paid on the chaveroi, that is why we do those mitzvahs. But heyos, what makes it really unique, that's a mitzvah for a yid to do it, as opposed to just a good deed that one of the Umas HaOlam do, that is something which is ikar belev, and things which are belev, we don't make brachas on. I assume it's like the Yadua Dika Shitas, the Beis Yosef, with the Shitas Haran, why you don't make a bracha on Bir Chametz, because ikar Bir Chametz is Tashbisu, which is belev. So things which are ikar belev, you taka don't make a bracha on. So Memela, the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it, perhaps maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam is saying is, any mitzvah which is bein adam l'kadosh baruch hu, it's not that the mitzvah is categorized as a mitzvah which is bein adam l'makom, but rather any mitzvah which only involves the person and his relationship with the kadosh baruch hu, that is a mitzvah you make a bracha on. However, any mitzvah which is an interpersonal mitzvah, like the Aruch HaShulchan is learning, since those actions, those good deeds, are deeds which are shayach to the Umos HaOlam as well, and therefore what really makes it a mitzvah is the Dvarim Shebelev, the Kavanas behind the mitzvah, Memela, it doesn't pass to make a Birchas HaMitzvah on such a pu'ula, on such an action, on such a good deed. I always thought that this machshava of the Aruch HaShulchan really applies to so many things that we do. Avada Tog Teglach, we have the mitzvahs that define us as Yidden, the mitzvahs paid on the Makarish Baruch Hu, mitzvahs of we put on tefillin, we make talis, we learn, we say Kriya Shema. But there are also a lot of things that we do day to day that we do like the Umas HaOlam do. Onu Ratzim Beheim Ratzim, Onu Amel Beheim Amelim. We go to work, they go to work. We eat, they eat. We sleep, they sleep. But what makes it so unique, what makes it special, that whatever it is that we do is because of the kavanas that we have behind what we do. The kavanas that we have that we understand that even though we're doing those things that the Umas HaOlam do as well, but we're doing it for a higher purpose. We're doing it as avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is really what makes us so unique and so special. And therefore, in our own Birchas HaMitzvah, that we understand that there are certain actions of God that define us as Yidden, but there are also the machshavas behind other actions, no matter how mundane or how purposeful those actions are. It is our kavanas behind those actions. Those kavanas is doing it as Am Hashem, as Am HaNifchar, doing it for a higher purpose as Oivdei Hashem. That is really what makes us Asher Kidishonu B'mitzvaysav.